Okay, group 1, Genesis chapter 3, please set up. To be followed by Genesis chapter 4 and 5.
Ayan. Good afternoon, everyone. This is, they forced me to come here. All right, this is the report from group 1. We're talking about Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 22. The theme for this particular chapter is sin damaged man's relationship with God, but God, in His grace, provided a plan of redemption so man can be restored back to Him. The outline, no, sorry, that's introduction, is about the origin of the problem of sin and the plan of God to undo the damage of sin. Tapos, our outline is, we have 3 points. The temptation and fall of Adam and Eve from Genesis 3, 1 to 6. The results of the fall, Genesis 3, 7 to 22. The promise of redemption in Genesis 3, 15. It's about the topic when God spoke about the offspring of Eve. And then the conclusion is that the rebellion of man brought death to the world, but God set into motion His plan to His plan of redemption right after the fall. So the main point there is that God was not caught off guard with the fall of man. And then the Christ-centered part of the preaching is that Adam and Eve tried to cover their nakedness and sin by sowing fig leaves, but God gave them another garments made of skins from animals. This is a picture of our sinful condition, that we cannot cover our sins, no matter how much we try, with our own good works. Just like the animal that was killed so that its skin is made into garments to cover the nakedness of man, the Lord Jesus Christ, through His blood that was shed on the cross, His death and resurrection provided forgiveness and covering for our sins.
Is there another group that did Genesis 3? Okay. Can you come up and share with us your work? Okay, bago pala sila mag-set up, let me already give my comments para hindi natin malimutan. The theme, we gave many powerful theological concepts in our theme. Okay lang naman yun. Ano yung mga powerful? Yung sin damage, man's relationship with God. Ano yan? Ang laki niyan. Pangalawa, grace. Malaki yan. Pangatlo, plan of redemption. Yung plan of redemption sa restoration, ano yan? Relative yan. So, 3 concepts. Sin damage, man's relationship. Tapos, yung grace ni God. Tapos, yung plan of redemption. So, ano yung gagawin nating main idea doon sa 3? Valid lahat yun, ha? Pero ano yung gusto mong gamitin? Kasi dito, dinalawa mo eh. Doon sa introduction, the origin of the problem of sin, isa yun, origin. Tapos yung plano ng Diyos to undo the problem of sin. Tapos, yung outline mo, 3 concepts. Yung temptation, isa. Yung concept ng fall, isa. Yung promise of redemption, isa. Sa akin, 3 sermon ito. You preach 3 sermons in 1 sermon. Paano mo siya gagawin na 1 sermon? Kayo, ha? Oh, sige. Total, biting kayo. Punta tayo doon sa report. Para...
Alright. Sa amin, series din. Nabiro lang. Alright, and theme is God's gracious and loving hand works to redeem humankind in spite of man's rebellion against Him. And then, ito po yung ating outline. Sabi ko na nga. Asa na meron. So, introduction, how did man fall? And then Genesis 1, the reality of the tempter. So, the tempter. So, basically, yung outline 1, 2, 3, 4. Pero ito yung mga verses, no? So, sa tempter, Genesis 3, 1, and Genesis 3, 2 to 5, the lie of the tempter. And then Genesis 3, 6, the temptation and the sin. And Genesis 3, 7 to 9, the effects of sin. In Genesis 3:9, that God seeks man. So yung tatlo na yun sa temptation and sin. And then Genesis 3:10-13, the consequences of sin. Consequences of sin. And then yung Genesis 3:14-19, the curses. And then Genesis 3:19-21, God covers man's nakedness and shame. Ito yung God's solution. Hanggang sa Genesis 3:22. The grace of God, basa nyo ba? Removing man from the garden. Now, ito yung conclusion. God does not want man to separate from Him forever. Therefore, He provides a solution for sin. Okay. All right. Christ-centered theme. Okay. God does not want man to be to experience this, the effects and consequences of sin. He makes an animal skin covering for Adam and Eve's nakedness and shame, foreshadowing Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes the sin away the sins of the world.
Meron pa bang Genesis 3? Wala na. So, by the way, yung approach na ginawa nila, ito yung usually ginagawa sa seminary saka sa Bible College. Ano, we outline. Pero, if you read the book of Haddon Robinson, Biblical Preaching, ang unang-unang gagawin natin is to look for the theme or the big idea. Para isa lang ang sermon natin. So example, ito, paano natin doon sa kanilang tema, ang recurring word na naririnig ko ay palagi sin. No? So pwedeng first part niya, the coming of sin. Kasi wala namang sin dati eh. So the coming, the entrance of sin. Pangalawa, the consequences of sin. Pangatlo, the redemption from sin. Okay ba yon? So pwedeng ang tema natin dito sa outline nito ay ano bang contemporary word na maganda po redemption? Kasi medyo mabigat yun eh. Salvation. Pwedeng restoration. Pwedeng restoration. So, sa sermon ka, paano ma-attract yung mga tao? Alam naman nila, sinner sila eh. Pero paano yung dating mo na sila ay ma-attract? They will buy in to your sermon. Yung anak ko, kagabi, nag-lecture siya sa delivering sermons. And he quoted the pastor of Hillsong, anong style niya pag nagsisermon siya, si Ferguson. Hillsong is a Pentecostal church. Apostolic church siya, tapos progressive church siya. So, kinuha nila yung isang reformed pastor, si Ferguson, to be their Pastor Winston. Alam nyo, na iba ang Hillsong, pati mga kanta nila. Bakit? Kasi yung style niya ng preaching, ang acronym, story. S-T-O-R-Y. Ano yung S? Story. You begin your sermon with an attractive story, anecdote. Yung T, the tension. No? Kasi mga tao, tensionado tayo eh. Tension. In the words of Eugene Laurie, the homiletical plot, ang tawag doon, pulling the rug under people's feet. Tinayo, no? Tension. Tapos, yung pangatlo mo, observation. So, ano yung observation mo to relieve the tension? No? Tapos, yung R, ano, maalala mo? Yan. Ando siya sa klase. Revealing Christ. Paano doon sa observation mo, marireveal si Christ? Parang yung ginawa nitong grupo na to, they reveal Christ at this point. Oh. God covers man's nakedness and shame. Paano niya ginawa yon? dalawa, at tatlo, by killing an animal, indirect, kasi hindi naman sinabing God killed an animal. So indirect, killed an animal. Tapos, hindi sued fig leaf. From the skin of the animal, he made clothing. Tapos, he clothed. How can you clothe Adam without embracing him? Oh, yun ang ano, yun ang redemption part. So yun ang revealing Christ. Ano yung why? You guess. Ano yung why? You. Anong relevance ito sa inyo? Yan. So kung i-apply natin yung dito sa Genesis, ano yung ating story? Ladies and gentlemen, huwag ka na mag-imbento. Meron ka ng istorya eh. Di ba? So anong tension? Ang tension natin, paano ite-turn around ni God yung disaster sa Genesis chapter 3? This is the disaster. Kunyari, magbigay ka na, what's the worst disaster you will ever know in your lifetime? Yung iba, Yolanda. Yung iba, Ondoy. Pero ito, pinakagrabing disaster kasi it has affected man from all time. So yun ang ating tension. How will you turn around? So let me tell you a story how that will be turned around. So yung observation mo, part 1, observation mo, part 2, observation mo, part 3. And then, papasok mo si Christ dito. Kung tayo na sa kalagayan ni Adam, how did God do this to us? Eh katulad ni Adam, makasalanan din tayo. You know, you can use verses like Romans 5, 6 to 10. You know, while we were yet helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. God demonstrates His love toward us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. No? Tapos, yung ending mo, how many of you would like to experience turning their sin to something beautiful? Pakitayo nga. Palagay niyo may tatayo? Palagay ko may tatayo. Hindi mo na kailangan ganun-ganun ng mga tao. Kayo, makasalanan. Alam na nila yun eh. Given na yun eh. Ang hinihintay ng tao, paano ko papagtatagumpayan itong kasalanan ito, itong struggle na to. Alam na ng mga LGBT na kasalanan yun eh. Alam nila yun. Pero paano sila makakaahon dun? Yun ang hinihintay nilang message. At tayo, meron tayo nun. Kaya nga tayo may good news eh. Kaya lang, misa sa sermon natin, mas mabigat yung paano ko papatunayan sa kanila, paano ko pamumukha sa kanila na kasalanan ito? Hindi mo kailangan, alam na nila yon. Pastor?
Ano mga tips to parang to unearth more tension? Ano bang ginagawa para lumalim yung tension sa sermon?
Ano lang, thank you for the question. Kung meron ka nang naisip na isang tension, i-apply mo lang sa iba-ibang sector. Youth, YA, sa parents, sa single parents, ganun.
Follow-up lang po. Ano possible tension in honoring your parents?
Sige. Para nakakaharata ako dito kasi last week, Sabat. Diba? Sabat. Ngayon naman, honoring your parents. Palagay ko, next week, murder ang ating usapan. Okay. So, tension sa parents. Paano mo ma-honor ang parents mo, especially ang mother or father mo, na most of your growing years, wala siya? Number 2, paano mo ma-honor, marerespeto ang parents mo, tatay mo, na palagi kang ginugulpi? Ito, pinakamabigat. Paano mo ma-honor ang tatay mo na in-abuse ka? Di ba justify na mapuot ka sa kanila? Kasi mali yung ginawa. Tapos, pastor, sinasabi mo sa akin, honor him. Ba't sa iyo honor? Yan ang tension. Diba? Ano naman yung observation? Ano naman yung observation? Yeah. So ang observation naman natin, kaya lang wala tayo sa Genesis eh. Pupunta tayo niyan sa ibang text. Mag-e-exodus tayo niyan at saka ta Ephesians. Ha? Ah, sample lang. Sample. Sample. Sige. Wala. Walang kinalaman yan. Walang kinalaman yan sa Sunday. Walang kinalaman. Okay. Okay, observation number one, kaya mo i-honor ang tatay mo, hindi dahil sa kanya. Kasi galit ka nga eh, masama nga loob mo eh. Kaya mo siya i-honor, kasi yun ang paraan mo ng pag-honor sa Diyos. Halimbawa, ang isang asawa, bakit ka magsasubmit sa asawa mo? Eh, mas mataas ang sweldo mo sa kanya. Bakit ka magsasubmit sa asawa mong lalaki? Eh, mas successful ka sa kanya. Bakit mo siya i-honor o obeyin? Eh, marami na siyang kapalpakan na ginawa na nagsuffer yung family mo. O yan ang mga tension. Kaya lang, hindi naman sinabi na wives, submit to your husbands, or children, obey your parents because they are worthy. Wala naman ganun sa Bible eh. Kaya mo gagawin yun kasi ang ino-honor mo si Lord. So kung Christian ka, kahit ayaw mong i-honor ang parents mo, gagawin mo kasi ito ang kalooban ng Diyos. At ito'y nasa Old Testament, ito'y nasa New Testament. Yun ang una. Pangalawang observation para sa Linggo. Kaya mo ino-honor si God, no? Kaya mo ino-honor si God by honoring your parents kasi this God can turn the curses na resulta ng kapabayaan o ng abuse ng parents mo into blessings. Deuteronomy 23 verse 5. God has turned your curses into blessing because God loves you. Gagawin mo ito kasi minahal ka ni God at mahal mo si God. At ang gagawin naman ni God, babaliktarin niya yung curses, yung pains into blessings and gladness. Okay? Ito na, pangatlo. Pangatlo, ano sabi sa Ten Commandments? Honor your father and mother that gusto kasi ni God kung ano man yung pinaghuhugutan ng tatay mo, kung bakit kanya ginugulpi, kung ano man yung pinaghuhugutan ng tatay mo kaya kanya inabuso, no? Alam natin hindi maganda at maaaring hindi mo alam, pero ayaw na nga ng Diyos na maulit pa sa'yo yun eh. Kaya nga pag in-honor mo yung father mo at mother mo dahil ino-honor mo si God, yung naging karanasan ng tatay mo, yung disaster ng ninuno mo, hindi mo na mararanasan yun. Kasi ibubuhos na sa'yo ng Diyos ang blessing, hindi lang ng long life, but satisfying long life. O, sino dito ang mga nais mag-honor ng father and mother? Okay na. Pwede na tayong bumalik sa lesson natin. Okay. Galing nyo naman. Galing nyo. Okay, paano na Christocentric? Naisahan nyo ako, ha? O Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 39 to 40. When they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. Verse 40. the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Bakit? He submitted to his parents. If the Lord himself submitted to his parents who are finite, who are limited like our parents, bakit hindi tayo susunod? Alam nyo, ganun ka-powerful ang scriptures, ha? No. So, bago tayo kumuha ng illustration sa Google, dito muna, ha? Dito muna. So, pwede naman tayong bumalik. Kasi, okay, punta na tayo sa Genesis chapter 4. By the way, huwag kayong mag-worry. Kapag may time tayo, I will share with you kung ano yung ginawa ko. Kasi gumawa din ako kasama nyo eh. Pero kayo mag-alala, yung ginawa ko, di-distribute sa inyo mamaya. Okay? So, hindi kayo lugi. Hindi kayo lugi. Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 4 and 5. Sino yung unang group na mag-share? Sige na, okay lang na hindi perfect yung ating work. Wala naman sa ating perfect eh.
The theme of Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 to 5:32, God is faithful, medyo similar din sa kanina. God is faithful in showing His love and also in fulfilling His redemptive plan by preserving a remnant of the elect to bring about salvation in spite of the sinfulness of man. Pwede pa po itong mapaikli. So basically, it's God showing faithfulness and by preserving yung ano yung line of people who will be yung dun po magagaling yung plan of redemption. Hinati po siya rito, hinati ko siya rito ng ano eh. First is, how would we respond if we see the righteous perish and the evil prosper? What do we do when evil prospers? Yung first part, hinati po siya dun sa yung Genesis chapter 4 verse 5 to 32. Meron siyang three major sections, each introduced by the statement a certain person knew his wife and they gave birth to a son. So the first portion was talking about the story of Cain and Abel. Yung second part was about the descendants of Cain, and yung third part na nag-appear yung same statement na yun was in yung Seth's descendant, Seth's line. So hinati ko po siya ng ganito. Yung first part is Cain murders Abel, yet God shows love and mercy in the midst of judgment. So the righteous person there was Abel. Si Cain murdered him. So nawala yung ano, yung possible line ng righteous seed. However, God, in judging Cain, showed his desire for mercy. He actually put a mark on Cain to protect him so that he will not be killed. So here we can see God's desire to bring about salvation or mercy, or at least masabi natin common grace to the sinners. Dun sa second part, Cain's descendants multiply and prosper and continue to show their sinfulness. In spite of their sinfulness, makikita natin na si dun sa line ni Cain, you can see that that's where modern, hindi naman modern, that's where farming and agriculture came. That's where yung development of musical instruments, pati metal working and metallurgy, dun ang galing. So, nagpa-prosper pa rin sila in a worldly sense. And yet, we can see dun sa seventh line ni, ano, ni Cain, under Lamech, first time nagkaroon ng bigamy, and nagkaroon ng murder. And what he did was to protect himself, he tried to cover up for his own sin, he called a curse. Hindi si God yung nagtawag ng curse or ng protection sa kanya, but rather, it was Lamech himself who tried to make up for his sin, to cover his sin, and to bring salvation upon himself in spite of his sinfulness. However, in the third part, si God, being faithful, started a new line of people through Seth. Dito natin makikita yung more or less yung righteous line. naku-continue yung redemptive plan niya, yung sa promised seed. Yung interesting part dito, dun sa towards the end of the third part, kasi dito natin makikita aside from the story of Enoch, which is a pattern of salvation through faith in God, we can also see yung very last, I think it was verse 29, where sabi nito, out of the land which the Lord has cursed, from this one, from Noah, will come relief from our work and painful toil in our hands. And it was probably pointing towards the ark, however, which is also a pattern of salvation. Siguro sa Christ-centered dito, makikita natin na out of the cross which God called cursed, God brought about salvation from our own works righteousness, our own labor. So dito sa dulo, like, though man is depraved and sinful, God is faithful to bring about His plan of redemption. And out of the curse of the cross, Jesus came to bring us rest from our own toil and dead works.
Sige, pabalik dun sa outline. Okay, bago tayo mag-break, we will have a long break, 2:30. So ito yung kanilang tension, ano? How would we respond if we see the righteous perish and the evil prosper? Pag ginamit natin yung word na righteous sa congregation natin, hindi sila masyado mag-identify. Bakit? Marami pa sa congregation natin, hindi nila maklaim yung word na righteous eh. So siguro, simplihin na lang natin, how would we respond if we see the believers or the followers of God persecuted and evil prospering? So yung story natin doon, Psalm 73, yung si Asaph, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling because I saw the prosperity of the wicked and the righteous man suffering. So na-connect mo kaagad sila. Okay. Yung i-introduce ko sa inyo, kanina, kailangan mayroong isang big idea. And then the big idea was broken down. The coming of sin, the consequences of sin, and the turning around of sin. Ito naman, pwedeng contrast. Yung ginawa nila. Cain murders righteous Abel, yet God shows His love and mercy in the midst of the judgment. So Cain. So kung gagawin natin, ito ang tawag dito, exegetical outline. This is a very good exegetical outline. Kailan gagawin ko itong homiletical outline? Kasi ito for our consumption eh. Eh sa congregation natin, pag sinabi mo Cain, sino yon? Sino yon? Si Cain. So yung first point natin will be, kung contrast tayo, how to respond if we see the righteous perish and the evil prosper. So first part ay the persecution of the believers. Bakit pa na-persecute si Abel? According to Hebrews, by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice. Kasi tama naman yung observation ng iba na bakit tinanggap si Abel and his offering? Sabi natin, kasi he gave the first fruit and the fat portions. So, parang implication, pag nagbibigay ka ng hindi first at saka hindi fat portion, hindi tinatanggap ni God yung offering mo. Medyo judgmental yun. Although yung ibang pastor, mahilig dun. Pag-guiltihin mo sila para pag-apply mo ng sermon, magbibigay sila ng malaking offering. Ay, masama yun, ha? Whatever does not come out of love and out of faith, kasalanan yun eh, sabi sa Bible. Pero bakit siya nagbigay ng firstlings at saka ng fat portions? Yun ang sagot doon, Hebrews 11. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice. So hindi na moralistic yun. Kasi by faith, dahil God deserves it. Pero pinersecute siya. At hindi lang siya pinersecute, pinatay. So the first recorded murder is between two brothers. Na. So ibig sabihin, kung may away sa pamilya, hindi yung katakataka, hindi pa nga kayong papatayan eh. So hindi pa mabigat siya. So, the persecution of the righteous. Na. Yung susunod, the prosperity of the wicked. Na mayagpag si Cain. Can you imagine pa paano siyang hindi mamamayagpag? Eh, sabi sa kanya ni God, ano ba punishment kay Cain? You will be a vagrant and a wanderer. Anong ginawa niya? He settled. So pati sa punishment, disobedience eh. Ito pa. When he settled, anong ginawa niya? He built a city. Eh, pag city, permanent dwelling yun eh. Oh, pangalawa. Pangatlo, ano pang ginawa niya? He built a city and named it Enochville. He named it after his own son. Talagang wala si God eh. Wala si God sa concept, sa konsyensya ni Cain. Kaya lang niya kinausap si God dahil nagpo-protest siya sa punishment. Pero bakit natin sinasabing the prosperity of the wicked? Eh kasi yung mga anak niya, through Lamech. Ano yung mga anak niya through Lamech? Ba sila yung mga inventors? Sila yung mga, starters, pioneers. At may bonus pa. Yung anak niya, anong pangalan? Pangalan na babae. Ayan. Kailangan magaling ang observation natin. Naima, parang Naomi. It means pleasant, beautiful, delightful. So who will not be attracted? So prosperity of the wicked. So pangatlo, pasok ka sa the providence of God. So the problem or the persecution of the believers, the prosperity of the wicked, pero papasok yung the providence of God. Yun ang mag-resolve dito eh. At dito, sabi ng reporter natin, ginamit niya yung powerful word, may remnant. No? So, out of that which the Lord has cursed, this one shall bring us, okay, dalawang tao itong pinasok mo dito eh. Ito si Cain, ito si Noah. Okay, isa lang. Out of ayun. Oh. Okay. Gusto niyong mauga sa story nito. Sa Genesis chapter 3, ang kinurse ni God yung land. Sa storya ni Cain, ang kinurse ni God si Cain. So, hindi, ang ending mo, contrast pa din. Kasi contrast ka dito eh. So, ang ending mo, contrast. Introduction mo, contrast eh. So, ang ending mo, contrast din. Sino ikaw contrast mo? Si Lamech versus Noah. Paano mo sa ikaw contrast? Yung isa, ang life niya, violence. Si Lamech. Violence against women and violence against fellow men, murderers. Si Noah, ano siya? The word Noah means comfort. So ang mga anak ng Diyos, kahit pinapersecute, ang response niya, comfort. Okay? So break muna tayo at enjoy our break. So quarter to three.